Holy Spirit, we acknowledge your presence here as we go forward at this time to gain a better understanding of your amazing increased capability in us. We give you all the praise and all the glory. And so it is. So it is. So it is. You know, the idea of having an amazing increase has really captured our hearts and our minds. I know it has mine, and our attention this year so far. That's our theme this year. Amazing increase. Don't you like that? Say it. Amazing increase. Webster's dictionary tells us that the word amazing means anything that causes great surprise or wonder. Something astonishing that makes you go, wow. Like yesterday, that's what we were doing in here with the puppet show. We were saying, wow. It was amazing. Like a series of seemingly unrelated events can do. They can wow you out. Because a lot of times we consider what seemed to be a series of unrelated events to be purely coincidence. But when they result in more and more of something delightful and wonderful taking place, it's hard to believe or imagine that we had something to do with that. So we say, wow. Is that right? A good example might be this. Every year, we now celebrate African American History Month in this country during the month of February. Is that right? To acknowledge the heritage and contribution of African Americans who have made outstanding contributions to our way of life. Now, how likely might it be that during African American History Month in 2007, for the first time in the history of the all-American sport called football, not one, but two African American coaches, Tony Dungy, the Indianapolis Colts, and Lovie Smith, is that right? The Chicago Bears are leading the winning teams that make it to the Super Bowl. Is that something? What an amazing event. You know, I figured since it's Super Bowl Sunday, that would get your attention. What an amazing series of events that some people might call coincidence, but in New Thought we understand as the perfect outworking of spiritual laws set in motion in the minds of those who are creating this experience. These coaches have sufficiently trained the members of their teams on how to stay focused on the goal, and no matter what happens, no matter what comes up, they did not entertain any stray thoughts. Any thoughts about going in an opposite direction or opposing thoughts from the goal that they had set. They didn't entertain that. They were trained. Like several seasons ago, with the transition of his son, Coach Dungy just kept on moving forward. Remember that? Or even during this season when it looked real good for the Baltimore Ravens. During the playoffs, right? And they were doing their pregame psych job. The Indianapolis team never was distracted. Is that right? They never had a stray thought that they would be anything but successful. And look at the amazing accomplishment that they have made. These teams have chosen to demonstrate power, even in the face of seeming adversity and fierce competition. This is what we mean by empowerment as one of our purposes here at OGOT. To be invested with such mastery, authority, and dominion on the inside, in the inner workings of our entire mind, that the outer accomplishments just seem to flow forward in an effortless affluence to accomplish the good works and the good desires of our heart. How about that? This truly is the amazing increase. Because for real, according to spiritual laws, we cannot and will not have an amazing increase in anything until we have an amazing increase in consciousness. We're talking about gaining an amazing increase in our conscious awareness of what it means to be a spiritual being with mastery and dominion over our own thoughts and feelings, and basing every thought and every feeling on truth. And what is the truth? There is only one presence and one power in the entire universe. And that presence and power is God. It is absolute good. It is all powerful. And here's the bottom line. I am one with it. Hey, that's where it gets good. When I choose to speak the word and say, I am all of the things that God is, I'm choosing power. And this brings us to our lesson for today. This is the fifth lesson in our Amazing Increase series. And it is entitled, Choose Power. Choose Power. It was Nelson Mandela who, during his inauguration as the President of South Africa, so brilliantly reminded the world about something that a very well-known contemporary spiritual teacher named Marianne Williamson once said. They both reminded us that our greatest fear is not that we are some small and insignificant beings. Our greatest fear is knowing just how powerful we really are. Somehow, and for some reason, we tend to shrink away from demonstrating the full range of our God-given ability because we just want to be comfortable. We just want to run in here to OGOT and get this good information, learn these spiritual tools, and then go home and do our thing. Yeah, whatever that might be. But the opportunity before us is that we can build a strong, vibrant, spiritual community of like-minded souls capable of interacting as a high consciousness team and producing a forceful impact. An amazing increase that can shift the experiences of ourselves as well as other people in our families, our communities, and our whole world toward that better life that God's mind tells us is possible for everybody. It is important that we keep this vision in front of us as we move forward to realize our goals this year and beyond. Because by continuing to choose this vision, we're choosing to be bold and powerful. And we're choosing to study these truth principles, even when people may not understand why we do it. We're choosing to practice the truth principles of love and forgiveness and meekness, even when other people are saying we ought to plot and get revenge. And powerful in demonstrating bigger and better and bigger and better things that overcome, even when other people may be telling us that what we know God is calling us to do, it ain't growing. It's not working. That's not practical. Even when other people are saying that, we are choosing this truth, consciously, intentionally, and on purpose. That's real choice. Deliberate, intentional choice. Is that right? Now, the scripture for today is from John, the first chapter, the 12th through the 13th verses. And the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary tells us that the Apostle John represents the spiritual faculty of love. Fillmore says that John is known as the disciple who Jesus loved, and he represents the masculine or positive degree of love when it is moved into action. So in this scripture, we can metaphysically interpret it as the love consciousness within us speaking about the nature of real power. Now let's just read it together. It says what? But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. Now we're going to do a little exercise. One of our Bible teachers taught us how to do this, talking about Reverend Jeanette. I want you to circle the word him. Circle the word his. I need to get you a pen, Reverend Eric. I don't want anybody to miss out on this good stuff. Here you are. You circle the word him, right? The word his. The word name. The word he. Got that? You're going to circle the words him, his, name, and he. His, him, and he are referring to the Christ. In New Thought Christianity, Jesus in Scripture represents the fulfillment of the Christ consciousness within all humanity. Jesus incarnated into a body to bring us the good news in a language that we could understand. And the news is that the Father, God, and the I am that I am are one and the same. And that we, just like he can come to conscious awareness of this truth through the Christ of our own being. So write in the Christ above the words him, his, and he. Now, name means nature. So write in nature above the word name. And now let's read this scripture again using the words we inserted. And listen to your love consciousness speaking in you. Okay? So what does it say? It says, but to all who received the Christ, who believed in the Christ, nature, the Christ gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. It is through receiving and believing in the inner nature, the character, the energy force of God that is within the Christ consciousness that is already in each one of us that gives us the power of rebirth, whereby we are born of God, not of the flesh. Now, when you get this, when you really get this, this is an amazing increase in consciousness. This is the renewing of the entire mind. This is the ultimate empowerment when we recognize that although I came through my parents in the physical realm, and although my ethnic heritage may appear to be African or Latino or European or Asian on the outside, hang with me now, my rebirth in the spiritual realm is when I embrace that my true heritage is of God. The universal, impersonal principle that works according to spiritual laws and has no ethnicity, no color, no gender orientation or preferences, no genetic predisposition to dis-ease, no poverty, no emotional trauma. When we discover the amazing Christ consciousness within ourselves, we know that our heritage is the pure energy and power of God as pure potential. Now that's the for real, amazing increase that we ought to be choosing to focus our attention on, that grows our soul to its full potential in Christ, and that brings the amazing freedom and liberation to experience results we want to experience. That's what I'm talking about. Which brings us to the bottom line, which is in lesson point number one on your bulletin. And we're taking the ideas in our lesson for this series from a book called You Unlimited. Now, you're not going to find this good stuff in there. It's not going to be stated like that, all right? But if you read this book, you're going to have an amazing increase in consciousness. Yes. It's called You Unlimited. It is in the bookstore by Norman Lund, L-U-N-D-E. So let's hear what it says in the first bulletin point. It says, Every. Stop right there. Circle the word every. Underline it. Put little stars around it. Every choice has a consequence. Because choice is the cause that sets the spiritual law in motion to produce an effect. You know that, right? Good truth students that we are. We're doing a lot of work with spiritual laws in this series, and that's because this statement is the bottom line. Every choice of what we're going to think about, the words we say, any and every action we take is setting a spiritual law in motion that is either taking us toward or taking us further away from our goals. Every. How conscious are you of what you are setting in motion for yourself? Becomes the question. The Abraham Hicks teachings on the law of attraction say you don't even have to monitor your thoughts that closely if you just monitor your feelings. So-called good or bad feelings will tell you if you're moving towards your goal or away from your goal. With everything we think, feel, believe, say, and do, we are using the pure, impersonal energy of God. And we can choose to use it either righteously, which simply means, don't go all up in your head, that simply means that we are working along with God's laws and things go amazingly smooth in ways that benefit us. Or we can choose to use that energy unrighteously, which simply means that we're going to keep on having a tough, struggling time with experiences that are also beneficial, but oh so much more uncomfortable. Lesson point number two. Says what? Having the power to choose is one thing, but choosing power is something different. You hear that? Having the power to choose is one thing, but choosing power is something different. Everybody has the power to choose, whether they know it or not. Choice is the distinguishing factor that makes us different than other animals that seem to be more guided by instincts, right? Unlike instinct, our ability to choose can also give us the free will ability to select some things that don't serve us very well. An example might be, you know, I like to use myself for confessions. It didn't serve my body very well when a couple of weeks ago when I was away, I was eating up all that stuff. I knew I didn't have the consciousness to digest. I was eating all outside of what it is that I know is my right spiritual eating habit. I'm eating all that other stuff, just loving it. I said, okay, God, just digest this for me. Of course, when I came back home, I was in for a real surprise. And again, I learned something. I learned that I did not yet have the consciousness that I thought I had. You see that? See, that's how it works. Here's another example. It doesn't make much sense to choose to say something that's ugly insensitive, hurtful, or untrue to somebody you want to send you a loving Valentine 2 weeks from now? Duh! But you know, we be choosing that stuff. Just saying anything. And Valentine's Day come and you be like, well, where's my Valentine? Mm-hmm. Some of y'all are laughing. Some of y'all ain't. But choosing power is about choosing to shift our focus to the Christ and allowing it to work in us and then to attract to us the things we desire and require to fulfill our soul's journey. Amazing health, vitality, and energy. Focus on the Christ within. It's like the affirmations we read this morning. Amazing happiness in relationships at home and at work and at church. Amazing peace of mind and comfort in the midst of challenges. And amazing prosperity, wealth, and money. Resourcefulness, the ability to be able to accomplish great outcomes without even needing a whole lot of money. All of that. It's amazing increase. Bulletin point number 3. Says what? Divine discontent is the feeling of being spiritually unsatisfied. To resolve it, I can use my power of choice to believe that I am one with the infinite presence of all power, God, absolute good, omnipotence. Now, divine discontent sounds like an oxymoron. You know what an oxymoron is? It's like putting two words together that don't go together because it seems like they are diametrically opposed. Is that right? It seems like they're they don't even belong in the same sentence because they about two different things, right? But if you are spiritually unsatisfied, you're going to be discontent. If you are spiritually and divinely unsatisfied, you're going to be discontent. And you know what? You're going to be probably thinking it's about everything except that you need to find out how to allow more of the free flow of spirit in your life. You're going to be thinking it's the children and the spouse and the significant other and the people at work. And if I just had a car that was right, and if I just had a this, and if I just had a that, you're going to think it's all that. You know what? It ain't none of that. It's you and what you're choosing to do with the priority of your time and your attention by not focusing on your spiritual growth and development. You're going to be discontent. And that's one that you're probably not going to get over that easy. You're going to have to do some work. When the soul is unsatisfied, we're spiritually miserable. You ever felt that? Nothing outside of us really satisfies like God. I'm here to tell you. Both hands. Anybody in here know what I'm talking about? Nothing outside of us really satisfies like God. But church is right here. And God is closer than breathing and nearer than hands and feet. Because God is present everywhere. Even right inside of you and me. And when we believe and know that we are one with God, we relax and allow God to handle the details. When we really understand that the vision and the ideas that God gives to us manage all the particulars of how that vision will be fulfilled, we will expect amazing increases every day toward our goal. Lesson point number four. We're going to do four and five together. We might have to go back to some of these in the future lesson sermon because we just don't have the time. But let's read number four. It says, choosing power is moving toward total reliance on God. Circle the word total. Underline it. Put little stars and things around. Total. You see that? Choosing power is moving toward total reliance on God, the infinite power that is eternally attempting to express more and more and more absolute good through me and through you. Just pouring itself through you. And because we have not prepared ourselves to receive, it just flows all around us, goes to the other people all around us. They be prospering and things be, and we be looking over there at their stuff and looking at their experience. How are they doing that? They're allowing spirit to move in their life, to flow. Number five says what? My clear, firm decisions direct the creative power of God to flow through my life and to produce the good I choose to see. This is the inner working of power that other people do not know is happening until it produces after its own kind. Other people don't know this is happening. You still look the same while the thing is working. You planting the seeds, doing the work, watering it, studying. You still, they don't know. And then one day, blam, like, what happened? What happened? You blowed up. Uh-huh. That's the inner work that everybody has to do to cultivate this, to be prepared. This is how choosing power turns into demonstration. The first choice is whether or not you and I are going to use the spiritual approach, which is to learn the ways of real God power, or are we going to use force? Are you and I going to do battle, or are we going to allow the spiritual laws to do the work by not only committing ourselves to learn how to work with them, but learning how to master the spiritual laws? That's the choice. That's the choice. And then once you really master and make the first choice, because a lot of people haven't chosen power yet. Got to choose this consciously, or it's not going to come and work in you. Do you understand that? You got to choose this consciously if you want it to work in you. invite it and open it up. So that's the first choice. And once you really make the first choice, the second choice is to simply know beyond the shadow of a doubt that the first choice is absolutely working an amazing increase in your life. Thank you for your consciousness.